Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go on vacation.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. I wonder where we're going today. Today's topic is e-report.
And our title is At a Hotel. At a Hotel. So, do you like staying at hotels?
I do, usually.I guess it depends on the hotel. Some hotels are nicer than others.
That is very true, and I think today we are going to a very nice hotel.
Oh, that sounds great. And I'm guessing that this will be a helpful lesson for everyone. People need to know how to check in at a hotel.
That is very true. English is a language you use all around the world, so today will be very helpful.So, let's take a look at those keywords with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要谈的是旅行中住宿的 hotel. 名词 hotel 就是旅馆或饭店。Many people like to stay in hotels when they travel. 如果要自己订饭店的话,该如何选择呢?其实我们可以上网去看看住客的评价。You can read reviews online.名词 review 就是评价、评论。抵达饭店之后，到柜台去告诉接待员你的姓名。Tell the clerk your name. 名词 clerk 就是店员或前台接待员。然后接待员就会根据你的姓名在电脑上找到你的订房资料。The clerk will find your reservation. 名词 reservation 就是预订、预约。有些饭店还会有 room service.可以点餐送到房间享用。You can order a meal to eat in your room. 名词 meal 就是一餐饭的意思。
Wow. Oh, hello. Welcome to eReport. My name is Peter, and I am on vacation. I have just arrived at the hotel where I will be staying.And I think I will have a very good time here.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to our hotel. I am Lucy, the president of this hotel.
Hello, Lucy. Nice to meet you. And this hotel looks fantastic.
Thank you. Follow me. I will help you check in.
Thank you, Lucy. Ever planned a vacation? It can be a lot of fun. You choose a place to go. Then you plan how you will get there and what activities you will do while you are there. One of the most important things to do when you're planning a vacation is to find a place to stay. Many people choose to stay at hotels when they travel. Hotels are great because they provide a clean and comfortable place to stay during your trip.When you find a good place to stay, you need to call the hotel or go online and book a room.
Wow, Peter, you get to go on vacation. That's great. I think we all need to take a break once in a while.
And you know what? This hotel was the perfect place.The outside and the inside were both beautiful.
Many people stay in hotels because they're usually clean and comfortable. It's like being at home, but way better. Everyone does the cleaning and cooking for you.
Yes, exactly. But this hotel has much more than that.
So the first thing that you do at a hotel is check in. And it looks like you had some help today, too.
Yes, I did. This hotel was great. They had good management. Those are the people in charge of the hotel. And the staff were very good. They are the employees. Staff are employees.
So, how do you find a good hotel?
Well, you have to search for one. This is a good question. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
如果想知道一家饭店到底好不好，其实可以上网打出饭店名称和它的地点搜寻一下，就可以看到其他住客的评价。Go on the internet, search for the hotel's name and location. 片语 search for 是搜寻，还记得我们有另外一个类似的片语吗？它是 look for， 这两个片语都可以翻译成寻找，可是它们之间还是有一点不同的。比起 look for， search for 是更加彻底仔细的寻找，是搜寻。比如警察在帮忙找走失的小孩，你觉得应该用 look for 还是 search for？ 应该是要说 the police are searching for the missing boy。 如果我不知道把杯子放在哪里，就会对你说 can you help me look for my cup？ 这个时候用 look for 比较适合。
Thanks Christina. So to search for a good hotel, you can check the reviews of a hotel online.
Oh, yes, ratings and reviews. These tell about the place, and they are the opinions of other people who have gone there.
This is a good way to learn if the hotel is good or bad.
Or if it is right for you. We all have different wants. Maybe it is a good hotel, but it is not the right fit or right kind of hotel for you.
So what are some other reasons people like going to hotels? Well, I think of the pool.
Ooh, that was always my favorite part when I was a kid. Well, friends, we'll keep talking about this, but first, it's time to watch part two together.
Lucy, I think I will really enjoy my stay here.
Oh, thank you. This is Terry. This is Peter.
Peter,
can you help me check in?
Sure, I would love to. Peter, may I see your ID, please?
Sure, here you are.
I see your reservation here. You will be staying with us for 4 nights. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wonderful. May I see your credit card, please?
Yes, here it is.
Wait, give me 1 minute. I will get your room keys.
Lucy, this hotel is really beautiful.
Thank you very much. We are very proud of it.
All right, Peter, here is your ID and your credit card.Here are your room key and your breakfast vouchers. Your room will be 612 on 6th floor.
Thank you very much.
Would you like one of our staff to bring your luggage to your room?
Yes, I would like that.
This way, please. I will show you to your room.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
How can you know if a hotel is good or bad? You can read reviews online.Go on the internet. Search for the hotel's name and location. You can read comments and reviews from guests who have stayed at the hotel. Many times, these reviews will tell you about the features of the hotel. After you read the reviews, you can decide if the hotel sounds like a good place to stay. If it does, then book it.
This room is really nice. First, I will unpack. Then I will go explore the hotel. Thank you for all your help, Lucy.
You are welcome. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so when you arrive at your hotel, go to the front desk to check in. They will check your ID.That is to make sure everything is correct.
Yes, everyone was so helpful. And friends, remember when you say check in, the K at the end is very important. I hear many students say check in. It's check in. So I went to the front door, to the front desk. There was someone there to help me check in.
When you check in, you get your room key.And you make sure that you booked the right amount of nights.
Book. When you make a reservation for something, like a room at a hotel, you book it.
That's right. I guess this word came from before computers. To make a reservation, the staff would write down your reservation in a book. So I guess that's why we say it that way.
And the word reserve means to hold or keep something. So a reservation is making sure that your room at the hotel or the table at your restaurant is saved for you when you arrive.
Okay, so you check in and everything is okay.
Yes. Then you can go to your room when you are relaxing, like me. You don't want to do all the hard work, so someone can help you with your luggage.
Yes, I love it when they do that. Peter, I think this month we have already learned a lot about formal language, but today we are learning even more.
Yes, hotel staff must be polite. I should too. I really appreciate their help, and it makes me enjoy my stay.
Well, we are enjoying talking about this topic, but it is time for a short break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends. Well, today we are at a hotel and I am enjoying my stay. I think these e-reports are fun, especially when I get to go on them. Well, let's see what Peter is up to right now. I'm sure he's relaxing. Most good hotels offer you a lot more than a place to stay. They will have special features that will make your stay more convenient or enjoyable. For example, many hotels have a gym or exercise room where you can work out. If you want to swim, many hotels also have a pool. It's a great place to exercise and cool off. If you need to use a computer or a printer or do some business, many hotels have a business center. At the business center, people can take care of business, even on the road. In Taichung, you have to try the seafood. And this hotel gets their seafood fresh every day. The fishermen bring the seafood at 5 a.m. in the morning. What should I try first? Come to a hotel. Don't just stay in your room. You should go outside, and there's plenty more to see. You can hear the birds in the trees. I can feel the wind blowing softly. This is a vacation. Hey, look. What if you want to relax? Some hotels have spas. You can get a massage and soak in some hot springs during your stay. Most hotels have at least one restaurant or cafe, and some of them offer room service. Then, if you would like, you can order a meal or snack to eat in your room. So, I got a special call this morning from the hotel telling me that I can go up in their hot air balloon. If you come to Taichung, this is a must-do thing. It's early in the morning, but I'm really excited. Thank you.
I think I am going to stay here and relax for a little bit. Thanks for joining me during my visit to this hotel. And remember, it's important to work hard and play hard. It's important to keep a balance in our lives. Well, I'll see you again. This is Peter for eReports. So now I can enjoy the hotel. I have checked in and explored the hotel.
You did more than that. You got to eat and relax. What a stay! You really looked relaxed.
Yes, I enjoyed my stay. Well, let's learn more about this word with Christina. Here she is.
大部分的饭店都会有特别的设施让你住得方便愉快 that will make your stay more convenient or enjoyable. 我们来讲 stay 这个字它有暂时停留暂住的意思。我们常看到的用法是 Where did you stay in Rome? 你在罗马住哪里或者 I stayed at the Palace Hotel. 我住在 Palace 饭店。这些 stay 都是当动词的用法。但是今天的 that will make your stay more convenient or enjoyable. 这里讲到 your stay, 这个 stay 是名词留宿或暂住的意思。所以你到饭店办好住房手续之后服务人员可能会对你说 enjoy your stay, 就是祝你住宿愉快的意思。离开的时候他们也会说 thanks for your stay with us, 表示感谢您在此住宿。这是 stay 当名词的用法，而同样是这句话，也可以用动名词 staying. Thanks for staying with us. 这样子也可以哦。
So Peter, let's talk about all the fun features at that hotel. They make your stay more enjoyable, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, let's talk about the room. You can order room service.
Oh, room service is fun.You don't even need to leave your room for that. The meal comes straight to your door.
I also had a great meal at the restaurant in the lobby. It was sushi. I really had a full meal.
You did eat a lot.
And if you really want to relax, you can get a massage.
Ooh, I could use a massage right now. I love massages.
Well, I was not comfortable at first.
Well, you seem to fall asleep really fast.
Yes, that is true.
But hey, we need to talk about your surprise in the morning.
Yes, this hotel is very special. It has a hot air balloon. Many people go to Taidong to ride them. This hotel has their own.
Wow, so you could relax but also have fun and adventure too.
Yes, you can say that.I had a great vacation, and I think I will be staying there again. I think hotels are great.
Well, I hope I get to go there sometime. But we can't talk about that hotel anymore because it is time to review all those great keywords we learned today.
Here's the first keyword from today. Hotel. Hotel.I stayed in a hotel for 6 nights.
Review. Review. The reviews say this movie is very good.
Clerk. Clerk. The store clerk can help you.
Reservation. Reservation. Do you have a reservation at this hotel?
Meal. Meal. Breakfast is Tom's favorite meal. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now it's time for Super Sentence Man. Excuse me. Are you the wise man of the mountain?
That's what some people call me, yes. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Kyle, and I seek your wisdom. You see, I work in a building with many other people, so the office can be loud sometimes.
So?
Oh, so where can I go and sit quietly and think?
Yes, good question. And I have an answer for you, Carl. Many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ah, Super Sentence Man, my old friend.
Yes, it is I, and I'm here because you just said a super sentence. Many places have a place where someone can do something. Did you hear what he said?
Yes. Many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think.
Super! Well, before I go, do you have another way to use this super sentence?
Yes. Many parks have a place where children can play.
Many parks have a place where children can play. Yes!
Or many cities have a place where people can have meetings.
Many cities have a place where people can have meetings. Super, super, and super. Well, I'm sure the wise man has a wonderful way to help you. But now, remember, a super sentence every... Well, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Carl... Many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think. You just need to look hard enough.
Look hard enough.
And when you find it, this might be useful for you.
The bathroom?
Mm-hmm. You have spoken wisely, my son.
I came up with this.
Peter, that hotel sounded really great, especially the hot air balloon ride. I'm really jealous. I want to do a hot air balloon ride someday.
Well, you'll have to go to Taidong. That's where all the hot air balloons are. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Make sure to stop by tomorrow, and we'll see you then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.